This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The civil war in Syria is now 7 years old. That means some not small number of the millions of people who've crossed the border into Turkey were just getting started in their adult lives, finishing high school maybe or a couple of years into college, when they had to start over from basically nothing. Marketplace's Rima Kreis was in Turkey earlier this summer, where she met some of those young Syrians who were rethinking what their lives are going to be.
Almost every romantic comedy ends with some version of the race against time, like when one person tears through a crowded airport, desperately trying to catch the other one before it's too late.
I love that scene. It's so romantic. And I was watching that movie the other day, and I was like, what if that dude was Syrian? Like, 60% of the movie would be in the visa office, right? Just running from office to office in slow motion, just...
That's Othman Nahas, a Syrian refugee and stand-up comedian. After his show in Istanbul, he tells me that joke always gets laughs.
Not being able to travel is horrifying. So I like to make jokes about it to belittle its power over me, basically.
Nahas is 23, thin, with a small build, and he has a thing for jigsaw puzzles.
As you can tell from my jigsaw puzzle earring, my jigsaw puzzle tattoo, and the jigsaw puzzles that are hanging on my walls.
He says he likes puzzles because all the pieces fit together. You know what you're going to get, which is not how he would describe his life. He was 17 when the conflict in Syria broke out.
I was about to go to college, in theory, yes. I had finished high school.
His parents sent him to Belgium to study, and they fled to Turkey. But his father, a doctor, couldn't find work. So Nahas dropped out of school to teach English in Istanbul and help pay the rent. And he watched a lot of comedy. Seinfeld, Dave Chappelle.
And I always wondered, I was like, oh my God, their life must be so awesome.
He started going to comedy clubs, and one night he took the mic himself.
And I was like, I think I found the thing that most people look for. I think I found why I'm here. I would give up anything for stand-up, literally. Literally anything. I mean anything.
He gave up college, and he's fine with it. Unlike hundreds of thousands of other young Syrians who had no choice. In Syria, 25% of young people from urban and rural areas went to universities, which are heavily subsidized by the government. But now many need to work, or they just can't navigate the Turkish education system. Take 27-year-old Mejd. We're not using his last name because he left Syria to avoid the draft and is worried for his family. I met him on a busy street. He was wearing a crisp white button-down, shiny brown shoes, and he was carrying a leather portfolio. I asked him, in Arabic, what's inside. It's his bachelor's degree in economics from Damascus University. Mejd has been in Istanbul for only a week, and already he's having to rethink his future.
I came here to finish my master's program in economics. I thought I'd find more opportunities here, but I didn't realize just how difficult it'd be.
Turkish universities won't accept his degree without paperwork directly from his old school, and his credits may not transfer. Plus, he has to learn Turkish. Yasmin Bekjaji went through all of that. She's among just 20,000 Syrians studying in Turkey.
I'm 26 now. I should be graduated when I was like 23. In my university, it's like 100% Turkish.
Are you for real?
That's why I'm still not graduated.
That's Nahas, the comedian, chiming in. He's friends with Bekjaji. They're hanging out at a hookah bar. Bekjaji had almost finished college in Aleppo when she was arrested for protesting against the Syrian government. Her parents sent her to Turkey to keep her safe and finish her degree in environmental engineering.
I'll save the world.
Sure you will. So our grandchildren can see polar bears? Is that what it is?
Bekjaji says she would like to get started saving the world if she could just finish school.
Sometimes if you think a lot about it, you would just get depressed and stuff. So I don't like to think much about it.
She has one more semester. That's if her Turkish credits transfer to Canada. Her family's immigrating to Montreal soon. Nahas teases her for being privileged. She teases him back.
Dude, I pay for my family's rent.
Oh, really? Oh,
yo,
oh,
yes, really.
Sorry.
Even so, his mom is not thrilled with his career choice.
She says, oh, you're throwing your life away. Nothing is going to come from this. Why are you doing this? What are you going to do when you're old?
Nahas says it used to bother him, but now he just tries to find the humor in it. In Istanbul, Turkey, I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.
Rima's reporting was made possible for us by the International Center for Journalists' Bringing Home the World Fellowship.